always hear the warning.
Joshua Jesty, he's got a new disc again.
Wait, is this Joshua Jesty or Jason Myers, or am I Joshua Jesty? Or...
Hey, guys, it's me, Jason Myers. I'm totally prompt and on time.
I have one question for
Jason,
you.
When did you start smoking?
I have one question for you, Josh.
Is Jason asking Jason? Or...
This is Jason asking Josh. Okay. Does your parole officer know where you are?
Oh, somebody had time on the drive-in to come up with that.
No, I'm worried about you, because in case your PO is listening, I mean, I just need to, you know, I don't want any trouble here. I'll take that as a no, but okay.
Nobody knows where I am.
Ever.
Ever. Right now, I'm just a hovering voice. I'm not even...
Nobody ever knows where you are. Nobody ever knows what to call you. your name and your band changes all the time. So.
Well, we kept it consistent for a while, but nobody wanted to say all those words. Nobody wanted to say the universe doesn't stand a chance against Joshua Jesty.
Well, and then you had that Joshua Jesty doesn't stand a chance, and... It got confusing.
Then you were fighting with Dan Maraldi for a while.
Oh, I'm still fighting with Dan. He just went. He just left to New York because he couldn't take the heat. You know.
he'll be back.
He'll be back. I'll be there. I got the boxing gloves.
November 28th, Happy Dog Blizzard Bash. There we go. Get the plug in.
You got the plug in before you could announce that Josh is having his EP release party this Friday. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I see where Eric's priorities lie.
I get. Well, I'm trying to help you out, even though you're a jerk.
Oh, Josh, yes, you've got a new EP.
I do.
Coming out this Friday.
I do. It's what do you want to know?
Everything.
When you okay,
you could
let me read the flyer.
If you wanted to start from the beginning when you were born, I, go ahead.
No, don't do that.
That's not interesting. That's kind of gross too. I think everybody's birth is a little gross.
I'm taking a picture of you.
All right, I'm just an ethereal voice in the studio. This whole I pre-recorded this whole interview and sent it to you guys, so I'm glad you're working around
the soundboard's working correctly. Yeah. We're able to fire the right cues at the right time. But no, what do you have going on?
I have this EP. It's the third in a series of four EPs I promised I was going to release. I promised to myself, because nobody else wanted to hear this promise, but I promised I was going to release four EPs in the span of 2 years, so one every 6 months. This is the third one. It is called Now is the Time of Our Awkwardness.
Has it really been 6 months since the last disc?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a little brief phone interview. You guys wouldn't let me in the studio back then, but we had a brief phone interview about it.
Your PO called.
Yeah. I was say there was a good word put in for you, so we decided to be safe.
But you had me in for the first one.
We did.
Yeah. See. So and the theme is everyone has to have a really long title, and there has to be rabbits on the cover. So yeah, the first one wasn't the world supposed to end. Second one was I love you ?
Mm-hmm.
The third one, now is the time of our awkwardness.
And what's the last one going to be?
I'm still figuring that out. I figured out the title of this one.
That's a good name,
About a week before I had to do something. So, because last minute is best minute, folks.
Of course.
I'm all on team procrastinate.
So you're Friday night at Mahal's. Doors at 8, music's at 9. Who do you have playing with you?
I got this great band called Visors, and for those of you who are looking for a correlation, it's some dudes from Ageless Male.
Okay.
So it's their other offshoot project. I got By Light We Loom, which that's their own thing now, but they used to be
Bethesda.
Bethesda. And then, I got Joshua Jesty and the Death Panels, which used to be The Universe Doesn't Stand a Chance Against Joshua Jesty. If you're feeling nasty.
Does the universe stand any chance against the Death Panels?
No one ever did.
No one ever did.
We bring about the destruction. It's thumbs down judgment from us all the time.
So why don't we hear something from the disc? A track that you pointed out earlier, Let's Go Dancing.
Okay. Hey, we heard something from the disc right before that, too.
We did. And that was
hear more.
If You Could Get Over Him, yep. That you heard earlier. And yeah, so we're going to play another track right now. This is Let's Go Dancing off of Josh's new disc. Now is the time of our awkwardness. Right now on Neo Rex. Doesn't ever make clear, just like the gray in my head. Who knows how it appears when she's all the way over there. Doesn't feel all right.
Let's go dancing. Doesn't even make sense. Just like the gray in my head. When you didn't expect it, cost it when it was there. And there's a light in your eye. Oh, and there's a swing in yours. And as you walk away, let's go dancing.
Joshua Jesse. At least you heard a little bit of his voice there in between all the cymbals. Okay. A track called Let's Go Dancing.
I do like the cymbals a little too much.
No, you're good.
No, I mean, it's all been a learning experience. I don't want to get too gearhead technical, but this is the first record I really, really mixed and spent a lot of time trying to like sonically craft and carve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still bad, but it's like better than anything I've ever done before, you know. But I went down to Nashville. There was like this little recording panel, and I played them one of the songs. There was like 4 Grammy award winning engineers.
Oh wow!
And I played them one of the songs. And the good news is they were like, boy, I played it from like the halfway mark to the end because I wanted them to hear the densest part of the mix. But the good news is they were like, oh, I wish I could have heard that whole song. But then the bad news is they just like ripped into every aspect of it that sounded okay. Not 100%, you know.
Well,
like they just really cut at me, you know. And that was cool.
They were constructive about it, right?
They weren't
mean.
No. Well, here's where I know that I guess they saw something in me that needed a lot of correcting, because there was a dude there, you know, all nice guy, but clearly from like another state way out there. I don't want to get too specific, but he like played his song. He was an older dude. You could tell he was just like having fun with music in his basement. And like, isn't that the way to do it, right? But like, it was off time. It didn't like the sounds were like bad. And in my head, I was like, they're just going to destroy him. Like from a mix perspective, mm-hmm. it was bad. Like from
right.
The song though had some silly lyrics, so people were laughing. And one of these Grammy nominated producers turned to him and went, "You got a positive reaction out of the crowd. Isn't that the goal of recorded music?" And they let him go. They didn't like dig into
him. Wow.
Because they probably just saw like, this is a hobbyist guy, and he doesn't want 4 Grammy nominated engineers telling like, "Hey, you're a bad person for wasting 3 minutes of my life." Like,
yeah,
you don't want that. So they clapped and said, "Good job." So I was like, well, if they're gonna attack me, they must think like I actually want to get.
There's something there to work with.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, real quick, is that this Friday at your EP release at Mayhall's, you want a line of people to critique your music when you're done, right? Just like at least like I don't know 30 people just to line up and let you
bring coins and tomatoes.
Yeah, people can bring that anytime they want. That's fine. I've been getting coins chucked at me since high school, but like. No, I want to be a panelist, like on a songwriter forum, and I want to be an angry drill sergeant about it. Like no matter what, like no matter, especially if the song is really good, like I want to get in people's face and just be like, "What did you just do with 3 minutes of my life? Do you call that music or sticking a casserole in an oven and the casserole being made of live birds? Tell me." And then if somebody like plays something that's way off center, I just want to be like, there's somebody that has something called vision. You should all look into it. I just want to leave people confused and baffled and hurt. Because I think like there's not enough of that in life.
Confusion and hurt.
And don't forget bafflement.
I was trying to think of the word. What would be the plural? Bafflement.
So we're here talking with Joshua Jesse. You were just down in Nashville for the seminar. You're doing the way you recorded these discs. You've recorded them so quickly. Most people could never afford to actually go into a real studio to do that.
Well, yeah.
How are you pulling this off? You've got
a lot of illegal activity. Hence the parole officer. Apparently.
I was about to say.
Thanks. I beat you to it, Jake.
I'll keep it quiet, though. I won't reveal your secrets. I'll tell you about the error.
No, it's
but,
all...
But
it's
pretend, all... pretend to give an answer now, though. That's fine.
It's all home recording. This is Jason talking as Josh. It's all home recording. And that's the thing, and the sad reality is, like, I have all these friends that are amazing producers and engineers, and they're all like, "Josh, you know, work with me, and we'll get it, you know, on the first go." But I'm like, no, I have no money, so... I'll just invest in this recording equipment, which I did years and years ago, and it's been about trying to kind of master my own sonic destiny. Because I used to record songs and then pass them off to mix engineers, and then it got to a point where when I decided to do these 4 EPs, I was like, I better figure out a way to like wear more hats so that I don't have to go bankrupt doing it, you know. So now I'm wearing all the hats, and it looks ridiculous. Like, I don't know if you've ever worn, like, if you wear more than three hats at one time, even if it's winter, you look ridiculous. So I was making this record in late summer, early spring, wearing about 15 different hats.
And it's going to get hot.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The hat store was excessively happy, but
I need to get you one of those visor hats with the hole in the middle so it's like air conditioning.
Oh, you know? I mean, I had that was one of the 15. You know, I had a light-up hat, a sombrero.
Somehow.
The sombrero was hosting like four or five other hats on it because of its ridiculous size. I'd put it down at kids' parties and they'd dance around it. I mean, I tried, you know, try to spread some joy here. I don't just want to be a jerk wearing lots of hats for no reason.
What are we doing? Where did this go?
We are previewing Josh's new disc, which he's releasing Friday night at Mahal's. The doors are at 8. Music is at 9 p.m.
Sombrero.
It's good sombrero music.
He's got Visors and By Light We Loom opening up for him. And the name of the newest disc is Now Is the Time of Our Awkwardness.
Yes, you
which
said.
which is perfect for us in studio right now.
Oh, by the way, Visors is a band. It's not one of the hats that I'm wearing, right?
Do you wear these guys on your head, though?
My head is not that enormous. Come on, Eric, stop. You don't have to be so ridiculous.
Sorry, I thought I was talking to Jason as you.
Oh, snap. Now we're going to fight. Play the song while all of us just fight.
It's going down.
Fist to cuffs on JCU.
The next track that we've got up from Josh is called So Nice right now on Neo Rocks. Joshua Chesty and the Death Panels.
Death Panels.
That's Obama's America.
He warned us that he's like, and the rest of this is just going to keep looping and looping, and you can fade it out.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to get quieter and then get louder as it was ending.
Oh, well, that's just the fault of your CD player, because it's supposed to go to the next song like kabow, so maybe you heard the start of the like.
Fair enough.
But I cut it so that it's supposed to just be like boop and then stop. And then the next song's kippity blow, you know.
Kippity blow.
Yeah. Well,
is that a
technical mastering term. Do you want it? You want to kippity blow it on the next song? And I was like, absolutely, yes.
So that's an acronym?
look it up.
Yeah.
Don't look it up. I'm afraid what you're going to find on Google. There. Listen to those looking up fingers.
Yes.
I like how that's the research sound nowadays. The insincere one is on the phone.
Yeah, with the bashing. The real research sound is your iPhone cracking on the ground.
That's just me on my phone. Have you guys had that yet, where like the artist is just like on the phone while they're doing the interview? Has that happened yet, or is everyone still like? Because people go to concerts and they're just like,
oh no.
Or people go to anything nowadays. I'm seeing it more and more. This whole phone like nonstop connection. You know, I'm just like. And you're still doing nothing. You're doing like 100 things and it equals nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering like if you had a guest yet. It's just like, yeah, I have a new record. It's great.
No, Eric usually scares them enough when they come in that they don't do that.
Well,
I'm a scary person.
It's like good cop, bad cop here.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah, I'm the cool guy and Eric is the hammer.
I am grateful you've removed some of the booby traps since last time I was here.
Well,
the Christmas traps were a little...
You got yourself caught in so many of them that the fire marshal started to get upset. So we took some of them down. But at the show this week...
Yes.
What, you're playing this
weekend?
That
you're playing.
Oh, hey.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where at?
Oh, this little venue maybe you heard of is called Mahal's. Mahal's. It's got three pronunciations. I don't know which one is right still.
None of us do.
I play there the most of any place in town, and I'm still like, Mahal's, Mahul's. It's a bowling alley. Mahal's 20 lanes over there in Lakewood, on the cusp of Cleveland and Lakewood.
Right here on the border of Cleveland and Lakewood, where the strange is normal and the normal is strange.
Are you impersonating me again?
No, that's Eric. That's clearly Eric. Listen, that's the way he talks, like a less disgruntled Tom Waits.
All right, boys and girls.
Eric, have you considered like just adding a howl into your act? Isn't that like what a classic DJ just does? You know, here comes a local. You know, and just.
Talk to Joe Madigan on Saturdays, Retro Radio,
right.
From 3 to 5:30. He'll help you out.
Or have you considered like doing the Casey Kasem slash like I can't remember the other DJ that like used to read the request letters, you know, and then you can slowly fade into the music a little bit, you know?
We don't get letters.
I say, no, I'm not going to be Delilah.
Delilah, there we go.
Delilah.
I sang the note different, so there's no copyright trouble on this part. You're welcome. I can actually sing that three note thing, but I won't.
You're an avid Delilah listener, aren't you?
I have no clue.
If you're
going
to listen to radio,
right,
just
Delilah,
do it right.
A bubble bath, some candles. That's what you get.
You know, open arms is going to happen at some point.
From Henry in Florida,
you've been away for so long working on that water park.
So
just thinking of you every day.
Remind everybody who else you suckered into playing a show with you this week.
This time, the people who are going to play with me and then probably never want to play with me again are the Visors and By Light We Loom.
And music gets started at what time?
Music starts at 9, but the doors open at 8 because, you know, why not? Pre-party.
I would say you get to meet Josh.
Yep.
You show up early.
You can show up and just go, boo. That's another thing I would do is if I was a panelist in any of those like conferences, like you just play a song no matter how good or bad it was, and I'd just go, boo, like Princess Bride, like boo.
Delilah doesn't like that.
Delilah. Reagan, I was reading your letter, and I just want to say, boo! And then she just plays, you know, a Dio song or something. Dragonfire!
Eric still has no idea what we're talking about. He's just kind of going along with it. I'll get you hit to Delilah in a little bit. Don't worry.
But he's the one who figured out who I was talking about, though. I think somebody is a closet fan.
No, I stuck in the car with my mother for many years growing up. So that'll make anybody hate radio for a while.
But look at us here in this warm bastion, this warm glow of this radio. Doesn't this feel personal?
Josh, website.
JoshuaWeb.net.
And where can people get the disc if they can't make it to the show?
You just got to email me right now.
Get a hold of you.
Yeah. You can get it online digitally at joshuajusty.bandcamp.com.
Okay. Can they send you a letter?
You can send me a letter. I'll take letters. I used to have a P.O. box. Now you just drop the letter somewhere and hope I get it. You know, put it in a bottle, drop it in the lake. I'm, the distribution stuff is – it's another hat that I just can't – I don't have time. I have too many hats. I'll put it on iTunes and everything soon.
Okay.
And then you can stream it on Spotify, and I'll make my .0007 cents. And I'll go
– That much? Wow.
Yeah, no, it's moving on up. You know, there's one less zero. It's one portion of a ramen noodle for me.
Well, Josh, thank you.
This is the part where you guys try to get me out.
Well,
we can see the home stretch. We just got to play one more song. We got to play one more song, and then he's done.
Well, I was about to say, thank you for talking about your show. You could stick around and help program the rest of the show if you would like.
Of course, sure. So, sure. It'll all be Dan Morality songs with me just growling over them. Oh, Morality. Oh, that guy. Morality. That's my request.
Two wheels off.
Josh Majesty playing Friday night at Mahal's with Visors and By Light We Loom at Mahal's 20 Lanes. Doors at 8, show at 9.
Yep, $8. Am I allowed to say price, or did I just break a law?
I broke
a law.
The disc name is New. Now is the time of our awkwardness. sorry, I couldn't read the tiny print.
I told you I had the big print, and I have it in Braille. New is the tame of our stalkwardness. Close enough.
Here's the last track we're playing for tonight. It's hate to say.
Right, here's the door right over here.
Near
right
rocks.
To your left.
Oh
over
no!
Here.
This
just
is that's another booby
there.
Trap. It's a lion.
Josh, thank you for coming in and talking to us.
Hey,
just
thank you
right
guys.
Over there.
Thank
just
you guys very much.
Keep going.
Be the fool, and it may mean nothing to you. All the traffic in my head stops when you cross my spine. All the storms, anywhere. I'm
to say it.